We'll continue the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel, Amid Beis. Second line from the top. Omar Rebbe Alexandria, Omar Rebbe Shua ben Levi. Rebbe Alexandria said in the name of Rebbe Shua ben Levi, as follows, Hamispalel Tzorich Shiafsia Sholosh Psiois La'achoyrov. Someone who davens, he has to take 3 steps back at the end of Shemona Esrei, after the tefillah. Ve'achkach yitein shalom. And after he takes the 3 steps back, so then he bows down, he nods his head down, as if he's giving shalom. So, like, as if you're parting, so to speak. Shalom over here means you're parting. And you're being nifta mirabo. You're taking 3 steps back, and you're saying shalom to the left, to the right. That's a derech of litin shalom. Zog de Gemara, Omale Ramotcha, Kevan Sheposa, Sholosh Psiyas Lachoyrov, Hosemi Boilele Makem. It's not enough just to take 3 steps back, but you have to actually wait there until Chazar Sashat starts, or Lechatchila, until Kedusha starts, and then you take the 3 steps back forward. The Ramos says if someone damens Bechidus or damens at home, so then he waits at least the shear of Dalal Amos, that it takes to walk Dalal Amos before he goes back. The reason you don't go back right away is because it looks like you are, whatever you are being mechabed, that you're being nifta miraboy, it's like you're going right back to that as if you didn't do anything. So that's why if you don't go wait that amount of time, it looks like you're being shoved directly al keir, like the Gemara is going to say. Zok the Gemara, Moshe l'talmid anifta miraboy. Im choyze l'alter, you're being nifta miraboy, you're parting. And then you go right back to the spot you stood, like a kelev that's going back to eat his own vomit. So whatever you fadined, whatever you accomplished, you lost at that moment. Now this din in Kufchav Gimel, so the Mishabura brings over there b'shem the Orchis Chaim. He brings 2 days. He brings the Rebbeinu Menoyach and Orchis Chaim. And Dan Hoga, how he says how to do it, is that you take your left foot first, a small psia, and the reason why you start with the left foot, he says, because that shows that it's covered all of Apreda, your left foot is your weaker foot, so it's hard to part. And you take a small step with your left foot, then you take your right foot a larger step, that's a second step, so now it's behind the left foot, and now you take the left foot a small step again, and you're equal, you shove it, b'shove it, 2 feet. That's the minion of three, that's a shalosh psiyas. 1 left, 2 right, further, and 3 left, that's shove it, b'shove it. There's another daya he brings, that pshat is, either he brings that you start taking your right first, and then he brings that you take all of them agdoilis. That means, let's say the left foot goes first, but a regular psia, then the right foot is shove to that. That's called 1, that's called 2, but that's shove. Then that's called 1, meaning 2 feet is called 1. Then you do again left foot, and then right one shove to that. And then again a left foot, and right one shove to that. So it'll end up being 3 psias gdoilis, so to speak, which is really 6 times your feet are moving. 6 times, not 1, 2, 3, left, right, left, but rather left, right, left, right, left, right. So there'll be nafkamina if it's 6, or the hanog is that you do 3. Lemaisa, you don't do psias gdoilis, you do eker b'tzad gadol, different ways of going about it, how you part a nifrad mirabay. Now, zok de gemara weiter, tanya nami hochi. Someone has to take 3 steps back. And then you so to speak, eat in shalom. Now, when you wait and say shalom, you wait in that spot. That spot is really the Mokka Mashchina. You're leaving the Mokka Mashchina. So in front of him is still the Mokka Mashchina. So that's why you have to be makbet shalom yaver, mispal, not just while you're davening, because it's Shchina Lefonov, but even when you took the 3 steps back, till you take 3 steps frontwards, it's still Shchina Lefonov. V'achit in Shalom, v'im lo'y osa kein, and if you didn't do so, roi lo'y shaloy yispalel. It's better you shouldn't have davened at all. It's like we say, Rashi says, roi lo'y shaloy bolo oylom. Better not to daven and do it incorrectly. Zog de Gemara, umishum shmaya, umishum, the Bach is girls over here, umishum rav shmaya, umishum rav shmaya omru, meaning when you take your bow, so to speak, after the 3 steps, so you go first to the right. Now the right, the Gemara is going to say soon, it means the Eibush of the Shechina Lefonov, his right, Kavi Yochel, which is your left, Shechina Lefonov. So you go to your left first, you bow down, Shinoiz and Shalom the Amin, which is really your left, Vachachel Smoiloi, and then to the left of the Eibishter, which is your right, Shinemar Miyaminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. So we see that the Amin is more Choshev, Miyaminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. V'oimen, the brings another Pasuk, Yipol Mitzitcho Elef, there will be 1,000, there'll be Yipol Mitzitcho, 1,000 Mazikim, Urevovo Miminecho. Revolve is 10,000. So we see the right is stronger. So that's why the right is more chashev. Now here the right happens to be the right of the Ebershev, your left, but we see the mile of Yamin. Zog di Gemara, why do you have to have two psukim to tell me that the right is more chashev? Zog di Gemara, if you're going to tell me that the reason why you bring another pasuk was the first pasuk is urcha de milsu lemesa bi Yamin. It says mi yaminoi eish dos lomoi. This right side is eish dos lomoi, meaning it's urcha de milsu lemesa bi Yamin. To what? It's the urcha to utilize your right first, because that's more functional, but not the pshat that it's more chashev be'etzem, just practically speaking. So in that we bring another pasuk toshma yipo mitzita elef uvom imenecho, that the right is be'etzem stronger, 10,000 versus 1,000. Zok di gemara rov chazi el abay diov shlema shalma liyamina bereisha. Rav saw that Abaya went to his right first, and he bowed down to the right side of his, not the right of the Eibishter, which is his left. Omalei, so Rav told Abaya, "Mi savret li min didoch." We're not discussing your right, but rather l'smol didoch kamino davi min es kodesh baruch hu. So merely your left first, which is the right of the Eibishter, which is shkine kenegdoi. Om Rav Chia bereid Ravuna chazina lul Abaya v'Rav de pasel l'sholosh psiyos b'kriya achas. I saw that they did this b'kriya achas, meaning in one bend, while you bow down, like by Moedim, you bow down, that's when he took the three kriyas backwards, and he went l'yemino l'smoiloi, all in one kriya. Zog di Gemara.
So which way do you bow, left or right?
No, you go to your left first, which is the right of the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is in front of you, the Shechina Kenegdoi. So you go to your left first. And likewise, you take your left foot first backwards, and then the right. Zog de Gemara, umispalel tefillah k'tzorah beis achitzen. The Mishnah said that you make a tefillah k'tzorah beis achitzen. When the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he makes a tefillah k'tzorah in the beis achitzen. Now, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather in the beis achitzen. Zog de Gemara, what was this tefillah? My matzli. Zog de Gemara, rov barav ade, rov barav ade. Tavai b'shmei de Rav Amri, they said the tefillah was yirotzoin. It should be rainy and sunny. It's a mile to have a shchuna, heat. Ela ema im shchuna, meaning if it's overly sunny, too sunny, take shuma. So then you need the rainfall because it's to combat, so to speak, the drought. Ravach ber rov mesayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda lo yadi ovet shulton mit de beis Yehuda, which is the Targum of Lo Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. So that's what he's in Spal, Lo Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. V'loyu Am Chisro Tzichin Lefanes Emezeh, they should not require to mefanes one another, they should be able to be self-sufficient. V'loy Tikonet Lefanecha Tfilis Oivrei Drochim. And the Tfilis Oivrei Drochim, like the Bala Musa point out, this is the tefillah that he says after Kodesh HaKadoshim Lefnai V'Lefnim, at the high, he's mispalo for the tefillahs Oivrei Drochim, should not miskabel. The Pshat is an Oivrei Derech, that's in a rainfall, so he's in a thunderstorm right now. His tefillah is going to be niskabel because he's in a matzav, in a situation of do or die, so to speak. His back is against the wall. He's in a rainstorm. So that tefillah is a niskabel deka tefillah. So merely have to combat that tefillah. Shal niskabel tefillahs oivrei drochim. Zog di Gemara. Reb Chanina ben Doisa ave ka'azdi beurcho. He went on the road. Shodam mitra alei. It was raining. Omer Ribbono shel Olam. At that time, Chanina was bitzar because he was traveling. Posak mitro. So because of his tefillah, the rain stopped. Ki also leveisa, when he came home, Omer Ribbono shel Olam, kol ha'olam kula bitzar, v'chanina benachas. Now when he came back home, so Chanina was taka, the velt is bitzar because they needed the yiridas k'shomim, and Chanina now is benachas, so now it can continue to rain again. What exactly do you fadin with the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol? After all, if a klapir of Chanina, his tefillah is niskabel, so the tefillah is going to go to taka with not niskabel. Klapir of Chanina. So the Gemara Omrav Yosef, my hanelate slusa the koyin godel legabir of Chanina mendoisa. Klapir of Chanina mendoisa, his tefillah did not accomplish. Zog the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon, ma'ase b'koyin godel echad sheech b'tefilosoi. And the Teishonim points out over here, this was Shimon HaTzadik. Zog Teishonim b'Yushalmi Omar Shimon HaTzadik hoya. He was marked with philosophy. And Svasema says, the Gemara said earlier in Daf Lamates that Shimon HaTzadik knew that he's going to part, he's going to be nifted from this world when he saw that there wasn't a person that was Lovish Levonim, it was Lovish Chorim, and it wasn't Yoytzi Imoy. So that was the year that he was marked with philosophy in order to stop the Zera. And that was Taka, this, that we said, that's the marked with philosophy. Zog the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Maise, Koin Echot, Shech with philosophy. Venimnu Echot, Vakanim, Likonis Achov. They wanted to know what's happening. After all, he did not come out. So like the Mishnah said, Lahavis as his soul. Otherwise, what's going on? Why is he not coming out? While they entered, he exited. Why were you marich? Is this something that's schwer for you to understand? I was mispala for you, for your benefit. I was mispala the base mikdash should not be destroyed. Alti rogel lasis kein, it's not kedai to do so. Sharei shoninu, lo yimach b'tfilosek, kdei shalom l'havis yisrael, so meila not the skir klal yisrael, it's not something that should be done. Zog the Mishnah. Mishanitel oroin. So first of all, we see it, the Gemara is going to make this diuk. The Mishnah says mishanitel oroin. It doesn't say mishanignaz. There's a machloik as if the oroin was nignaz bim koimoi, or was taken to bovel. Zog the Mishnah mishanitel oroin, even hoysa shomi mois nevim rishonim. There was an Evan from the time of the Nevi'im Rishonim. Now the Tiferes Yisrael points out, if this is the Evan Shtzir, the Mimena Nivra Oilom, so it's not the Pshat, it was an Evan Mimois Nevi'im Rishonim. It was just discovered by the Nevi'im Rishonim. But Be'etzim, the Evan was there from the beginning of Bria's Oilom, the Tiferes Yisrael. But it was discovered Mimois Nevi'im Rishonim. V'Shesia Hoiso Nikris. It was called Shesia. Shesia means it's a foundation, the Yisoid. Gavoyim in all the Cholosh Etzbois, the height was elevated 3 Etzbois. Voleo, how you know you're saying? What did you say? In the first Beis Hamikdash, you had an Oren. So the Mefarshim point out that the Oren was on the Evan Shtzir because Lemaisi you're going Ben Abadim. So you went Ben Abadim, which is on the Evan Shtzir, and in the second Beis Hamikdash, there was no Oren, so you went the Mokum of the Oren, which was on the Evan Shtzir. That's where you place it. But Enechanami, the Evan Shtzir was there by Zishon also. Enechanami. So it was Gavoyim and Olet. Exact same spot. The Evan was larger than the Oren. The Oren was on the Evan Seah, and at that same spot where the Oren stood, where the Evan Seah was, is in the Bais Rishon. You don't have to come on to place on the Evan. You knew exactly where the Oren was, Ben Abadim. But in the Bais Sheni, where there was no Oren, so mainly you place it on the spot where the Oren was, which was on top of the Evan Shesiyah, which was much larger, which it is larger. If the dome of the rock is Evan Shesiyah, it's taken larger. Zog the Gemara, ve'Evan Shesiyah hoysa nikres, gavoy min olet shalosh etzbois. It's taken elevated from the ground, shalosh etzbois. Voleo hoyo noisein, and that's where he placed it. Meaning, on the Evan Shesiyah, which is the mokum of the Oren, is oleo hoyo noisein. Meaning that's where he placed the machto. And you did the machto, the gachelas, the k'teris, the miloy chofnov. You placed it over there. Now the etzim din of notala oron that it was by sheni, it wasn't there. So why did they build another oron? So the rishash, the mechitzchinuch in mitzvah tzadihei points out is because the whole tachlis of the oron is what is for the luchos. It's a place to hold the luchos. If there were no luchos, there's no inyan of building another oron. The oron is not pshat stam an oron. Oron on luchos nishken oronisht. So mele, that's the whole purpose of having this oron. Now, if it was nignaz, so then it's mamish kedusha rishoni kitchel l'shayt l'aslovi. The oron is there. It's mamish the kedusha of the oron. Mashe enkein, if it was nital, so then, it's a din that it's the B'chaim in stencils, they bring that it's considered like a hazor shalom koimoy. Because at the end of the day, it's the makom of the Oren. But lamaisa, it was not nignaz. It's nital. So it can't be better than hazor shalom koimoy. If the makom is really on the makom of the Oren, it's not there. So it's like hazor shalom koimoy. That was the chiddush that took place in Bayis Sheni. If it was nital and not nignaz. Zog di Gemara. Now, there was originally, when he shechted the par, there was the dam that someone stood on the Roivid Ravi on the fourth balata, he was still mixing it. So he had to go Beshala Yikrash. So he went back to the Roivid Ravi and he took the dam from the person that was maris it. So now he took that dam and he entered back again the Kodesh HaKadoshim after he did Daktaris Akhtaris. So Zog de Mora Notlas Adam Mishoy Memaris Boy Nichnas Lemokem Shenichnas. He went to the place that he was before, meaning Ben Abadim, Ve'omad Bemokem Sheomad. And he stood in that place, in the Mokem of where he stood. Now, Leib, in Chidush Abay Leib says that Pshat is over here when he does the Hazor, it's not the Pshat you can stand somewhere else and be maza on the place you have to be maza. Because there isn't a specific place you're maza. It's not the pshat is you're maza on the karnas on Mizbeach, where you can stand in a further spot, and as long as you're maza on the karnas. Since there wasn't a specific place that you are maza, so there's rather a specific spot where you stand when you're maza. If it's a din, you have to maza on a specific spot, so then you can be further removed as long as you have a good aim, and you can throw from further on the karnas on Mizbeach, wherever you're maza. But since over here, it wasn't a mokim your maza. Your maza connected the parochas, wherever you're going to be maza, but it's not the etzme spot that has to reach something. So Mamela, it's a din of Lamed B'mokim Sha'omad, because that's the mokim where you're standing is the mokim of the Hazor, not the place necessarily where you're throwing to. So Akoponim state in the Mishnah for Om Mokim Sha'omad, Vehizimimeno, and then your maza achas lamala v'sheva lamato. That means, lamala means that your fingers, you can hold your palm down or palm up. If your fingers are up, that's called lamala. And then sheva lamato, you turn over your hand, and then you go sheva lamato. Zog de Gemara Mishnah, v'loy miskamen l'hazes, loy lamala v'loy lamato, meaning, it wasn't pshat you're miskamen to, like we said, to be maza on the peroiches, lamala lamato, but rather it fell on the floor in front of the peroiches. Ela kematzlif. Kematzlif is like when a person gets malchus, it's kematzlif, it starts off higher and it goes lower. Rashi says, the loshen loyidati l'shoyne. What's the loshen of matzlif negate the malchus? Rashi says, loyidati l'shoyne. V'kacho yemoyno. So now when yemoyno is follows. Achas. The first one is lamalo. That's achas. And then, you do sheva lamato. So you say again, achas v'achas. Achas was referring to the one you did above. And then achas now below. Achas v'shtayim. The one you did above, that you did already, and then now shtayim, the second one below. Achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Yotzo. So now you did the hazor of the dama par in the mokum she'omad. Yotzo, you leave now, v'nichoy al kain. And you place this remainder of the dama par in the kli shoris that you have, and you place it on a little base that's outside in the hechel. Al kain azov she'behechel. Now you have to enter with the damasor, with the sawyer. Heviel is a sawyer. You bring him the sawyer. The sawyer wasn't shechted yet. There's echad lashem, echad lazozel. So the one lashem you bring, either you bring it to the hechel, or others learn the Meiri says that you go to the azor and do the ma'aseh shechita, not in the hechel. So heviel is a sawyer. This sawyer lashem shochto. You have to shecht it. V'kibul mizik is domi. Has mekabel the dam. Nichnas. Now he goes back to the kodesh hakadoshim. L'mokim shenichnas v'om v'mokim she'omad. Again, he stands in the bein abadim in the mokim that he stood originally by the k'teris. V'hizim imeno, and then you do the same hazor again. Achas l'malo v'sheva l'mato. V'kacho yomoyne achas l'malo, and then achas v'yachas achas v'shtayim etc. until achas v'sheva yotze v'nichoy. Now you finish doing the hazor of the damasor. You take this remainder, v'nichal kanazov asheni shebeichel. According to Tanakhama, there were two canes, two bases where you place those remainder of the paradam and the remainder of the soridam. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer lo hirshom ela kein echad. There was only one of those bases, bilvad, and then you place down one and you took the other. Not al dama par, you took the dama par, v'nich damasor, on that same cane. V'hizem imeno, and now you do the same thing on the peroiches with the damasor. I'm sorry, you take again the dama par, and now you do it not ben abadim on the connected the parochas, but rather from the outside. V'niach dama sor, you take again the dama par. Again, you started with the dama par inside, and then you did the dama sor inside. Now you go again with the dama par. You do the same thing on the parochas on the outside. to do lamal lamato, but rather kamatzlif. V'kachoy moina. In the same minion again, achas. Not the damasoy, and I do the exact same thing again, the fourth time, with the damasoy from the outside, connect the peruches. V'niach damapar, v'hidu imen ala peruches, connect the oroin. Mibachutz, achzam ala v'shev lamato. And then, after you did parfnim, soyapnim, parchutz, soyachutz, so now you mix them together, the remainders. Either damapar, l'tech damasoyer. You take the remainder of damapar in the damasoyer. And the Teshonim later on, Dafnun Chesamad Bey says, the par is much larger animal. So there's much more dam left over. So the damapar is easier to mix and to be misarev when you do a larger quantity into a smaller quantity. So you ma'arev the damapar into the damasoyer. V'nosan esamole b'reken. And then you take, like, you know, you take a coffee, you want to cool it off, you mix both cups together. So here also you to get it all mixed up. Nosin is a mole berekon, and then afterwards you do, that's the hazor you do by the mizbeach. Zog de Gemara. Mishenignaz loy katoni. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Mishenignaz. It rather says Mishenital. That means it was taken to Bovel. Zog de Gemara Mishenignaz loy katoni le Mishenital. Tnan commander Omar oroin gola le Bovel. It was taken to Bovel. It wasn't Nigaz Bimkoimoy. The Tanya we learned in the Brayse, Rabbi Elazar, Oymer, Oren, Gol, Lebovel, Shenemar. It says in the Posek, there's a Posek in Divri Ayomim, Ule Tshuvas Hashono. The Posek starts off that Nebuchadnezzar came and Vayimel Chayochan Benoy Tachtov, Ule Tshuvas Hashono. That means at the end of that year, Sholach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar Vayivieyu Bovelo Esklechem Des Beis Hashem. So Yochan, his son, brought to Bovel the Chemdas Hashem, the Kalim of the Chemdas Hashem, which is referring to what? To the Oron. Zog di Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Yoicha Oimer, Oron Golo le Bovel. He also says that the Oron was taken to Bovel. And he learns from a different Pasuk. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, by the Nevuah of Chizkiyahu, it says, Lo Yivose Dover Omer Hashem. What is lo yivose dover? It won't remain. What is dover referring to? Elu aseres adibrois, meaning the oren had aseres adibrois in it. That won't remain. It will be taken to Bovel. Reb Yuda ben Lokish, or Yuda by Eloy is another girsa, oimer, oren bim koimoy nignas. He taka argues, he says it was nignas bim koimoy. And it wasn't taken to Bovel. Shenemar, he brings a pasuk in Melochim, that it says, when they brought the Oren to the Bais, by the Bais Rishon to the Beis Hamikdash, it says Vayero Rosh Abadim min Hakodesh al Pnei Advir v'lo Yero Achutzo. The Ben Abadim were did not go out. Vayihu Shom Ad Hayoyim Azeh means until today. What does until today mean? That even today the Badim are there. Where are they? B'mkoyim Enignaz. It's a dinazak kedusha kitchel l'shaita losit lavoi. It's there. The kedusha is there. It's b'mkoyim Enignaz. And like Abraham says, this would not be considered a hazosh loy b'mkoyimoy if it's mamish there. That would be the nafkamina if it's there or not. Zog d'mara upligi d'ula. That which we learned in a brisa, that according to Abshim ben Yechoy, it was nigla lebovel, is not like Ula understands in the sheet that we're going to see now. Reb Shimon ben Yochai zog demar upliga de Ula de Omar Ula shol Reb Masi ben Cheresh Reb Shimon ben Yochai Reb Masi ben Cheresh as Reb Shimon ben Yochai beroimi in Rome v'chim achsher b'leizer melamdenu pam rishonu v'shnir. Since there are two psukim that Reb Leizer taught us that the Oren went to Bovel, that Oren golo le Bovel rishonu hodam Oren, like we said before the pasuk vayivieyu bovelo im klechem das beis Hashem shnir, the second pasuk we brought was Mahi, Dichsiv, Vayetse, Mi Bastzioin, Zog Digmo, Nundal, Nom Aleph, Kol Hadoro. Kol Hadoro means the beauty that was Gonuz, Rashi learns, the Gemara is going to say, it means, Kol Hadoro means Kol Hadoro, that which is Gonuz Bechadi Hadorim, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it was Vayetse, Mi Bastzioin, it left Tzioin, Kol Hadoro. So we see clearly that Masi Mecheresh Asab Shimon Yechoi, you have two psukim that mashma that it was taken to Bovel. So what is your opinion? Ato ma ato oimer? Omar lo, Asab Shimon Yechoi answered, Shani oimer, olim bimkoim nignaz, it was not nigla le Bovel. Shenemar, vayarichu abadim. It says vayarichu abadim. And where do we see over there that's still there till today? So Gdemo, omale rabbe le ula, my mashma, what do we see in the pasuk vayarichu abadim? So Ula answered, because the end of the pasuk says, "Dichsiv vayiu shom adayoyim azeh." Adayoyim azeh means it's nignaz bimkoimoy. It's stuck in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's where it is till Bizman Azeh, and that'll be the Nafkamina. It's considered Kitchal Asid Lover in the Makam Oren is the Makam of the Kibbein Abadim. Kibbein Abadim. It's Mamish there. And that's where it is. Adayim Azeh. We'll stop over here. The top of Nundalad Omid Aleph.